8:09 on Connect FM for your morning connection on a Monday. And Monday means one thing only right around this time. We'll have Jody August with the Dubois Chamber of Commerce in here with us to really talk about everything that's going on in the area, especially with the chamber.
Yep. Thanks, Bronson. Yes, I do enjoy being here every Monday. And this morning was beautiful. I walked the walkway before I got here. And gosh, I'm just loving the summer weather. I can't believe that school's out already.
Time flies, I guess, when we're having fun.
It sure does.
So. And with that, the chamber is really not doing a whole lot with the summertime as usual with this time of year. But yep. There is still a lot going on in the area that you're involved with.
Absolutely, yes. We have had some new businesses reach out to us recently, brand new businesses and businesses who have never been a part of the chamber. This time of year, we prorate membership because we're already halfway through the year. And most of our business members know that our fiscal year is January to December. So if a member does decide to join now, we prorate their membership for the next 6 months. But then we're also working on October, because October is chamber month. So I have an intern right now, Kara, and another intern, Alex. So we are working ahead in advance as much as we can. But we are still having some great meetings. We still rent out our training room. There's still a lot of things that happen in our office, even during the summer months. I always say, oh, this will be our slow time. But I don't know if we really have a slow time.
Not really. If anyone's done any type of planning for events, you know it's at least a six-month affair to do that.
Absolutely. And I know most people know that I have a touch of OCD. So my calendar is out sometimes 10 years, 5 years, and more currently, I work like a year and a half in advance.
At least.
So at least, yes. So, boy, it was nice seeing you last Thursday for our second quarter business connection luncheon where we had Chip Madera. And I know we received a lot of compliments. I know you've had your own compliments too.
Quite a speaker. There was going through that audio, and if you heard it on Tri-County Insider News today, that was just a quick 10 seconds of about an hour's worth that it was hard to pick out just one thing.
You know, when I first started talking to Chip, and I know that he's a nationally known speaker, and I said, well, I said, you have about 45 minutes, and he's like, 45 minutes. And I said, I know it's not a lot of time. I said, I just need you to touch on things and leave my members wanting more. And he did just that. So
he'd do that. He'd say 5 minutes on one topic. And he goes, well, I have another hour presentation on that, but I only got an hour here. So,
Well, I think that because he did such a nice job and I expected that, and both you and I really enjoyed him. I know that our members did in the future. And I told Chip that I would reach out to him this week. Sometimes people ask us about leadership training, and we used to have a leadership program, but, you know, the pandemic came along and it was harder for businesses to retain employees, and, you know, leadership training just kind of went by the wayside. And I think it's time that our chamber brings that back. So I'm going to be working with Chip, and I hope that we have a leadership coaching program sometime soon.
And one more thing with Chip that a lot of people didn't know at first, he is very local, just out of Grampian, like a nationally known speaker this close is quite a treasure.
That's right. And he called himself a farm boy, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. And then also coming up this weekend is another big thing for Dubois.
It is. We have the Community Days Parade, and I'm always excited because I typically help judge the parade, but this year I'm in it, and I'm happy that our chamber will be taking through the PA 250 anniversary Clearfield County cake. That's a mouthful.
A little bit.
Yes.
Hopefully it's just not a mouthful of cake, though.
That's right. Yes, well, I would like cake. And we'll be passing out flags, too. So along the way, I hope everybody enjoys the parade this year. I know the firemen put a ton of work into it, and it is quite a time for us to celebrate this anniversary. So I'm excited.
It is. It's 250th anniversary. It's the first real Community Days as a unified Dubois and unified department.
Yep.
It's going to be a great time this weekend.
It is. And the weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
Ooh, last I checked. It didn't, so knock on wood that we'll get there.
I better recheck.
Last time I checked was last Friday, so maybe.
Yes.
Again, Jody, thank you so much for coming on with us during these Monday chats.
Yep, thanks.